From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. 16 Yemeni pro-government fighters were killed Tuesday in separate clashes with Houthi rebels and al-Qaeda fighters. It happened in the south of the country. That's according to military sources and officials. Turkey's military backing Syrian rebels in a four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria said Tuesday that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire Monday. In a roundup of its operations over the past 24 hours, the army said its warplanes destroyed four Islamic State targets and Russian aircraft hit jihadists in a town southwest of the Islamic State-controlled town of Al-Bab. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Geneva, UN spokesman Yen Larkey says there needs to be unimpeded aid access to Syrians.
It continues to be imperative that the government of Syria and the non-state armed groups end all sieges, remove all bureaucratic obstacles, and provide the necessary security assurances and guarantees to enable the safe and unhindered access that we as humanitarian need to deliver the aid.
Turkish police detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Ataturk airport. It comes in connection with the gun attack that killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. There were no further details immediately available. Meanwhile, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack and the assailant remains at large. South Korean authorities said Tuesday they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yu-ra. She's a daughter of a central figure in a South Korean political scandal. It has led to a parliamentary vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye. This is VOA News. Migrants barricaded staff inside a reception center in northern Italy in a protest over living conditions there after the death of a young woman, according to officials. The 25-year-old woman from the Ivory Coast apparently died of natural causes Monday afternoon at the center in Kona near Venice. Fellow migrants, however, reacted angrily and cut off the electricity supply to the center. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday criticized a congressional move to weaken nonpartisan ethics watchdog, giving lawmakers greater control over an independent body charged with investigating their behavior. Trump said in a Twitter post, "With all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog as unfair as it is?" Meanwhile, the president-elect also went on Tuesday with Twitter and blasted General Motors in a post threatening to impose a big border tax for making some Chevrolet Cruze cars in Mexico. Meanwhile, the U.S. carmaker defended it as part of a strategy to serve global customers, not sell them in the United States. Meanwhile, arriving at Trump Tower this morning, U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told reporters he looked forward to his meetings on Capitol Hill Wednesday, where he is expected to meet with members of the House and Senate to discuss the Trump agenda.
The challenges that America faces on the world stage are going to be met with renewed American strength and renewed American leadership. Rebuilding our military, engaging leaders around the world, as the president-elect has done on a personal basis, is all part and parcel of I think, a new season. It's 2017. We're just a few weeks away from a new administration taking office. And I think the world will see that with our president-elect taking office, that America will be standing tall in the world again, engaging the world again, and standing firmly for America's interests.
Russia wants to hold maritime drills with the Philippines to help combat terrorism and piracy. They're sending two warships to Manila for the first official Navy-to-Navy contact. A former official of China's Food and Drug Administration has been jailed for taking bribes from vaccine manufacturers, according to reports Tuesday. It had echoes of a case that followed improper storage, transport, and the sale of tens of millions of dollars worth of vaccines, many of them expired last year. A Vietnamese man has had scissors removed from his abdomen that were left behind during surgery 18 years ago. Doctors discovered the scissors near his colon after a recent ultrasound. He is reportedly recovering well. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.